Right, the Kabbalists are over. They're saying a Drabbanan Kaddish at this point, right? There are those who say here what we say at the end of Shemona Esrei. And it's Yirat Samufanach Hashem Lakenu Lakenu Senu Shebenebe Semikdash Mevimenu. It's so obvious. This is where we should be saying it. We just finished saying the Kabbalists. So, I'm seeing it here, but it's a well-known Shita. This is really where it belongs. If you can, you know, are we changing any of our own personal minhagim as a result of seeing these things? Well, for this one, we should. This is davar pashut. This is where this line belongs. All right. Then after this, he gives the nusach of kaddish for the gra. Right. So I'm based on this. No one should change in any minhag of kaddish, because you say kaddish the way your father did. And if you don't know what that is, you know, you shouldn't necessarily just say Kaddish the way Art Scroll says, but there are a few very considerable differences. And when I say considerable, that could be just a change of one word, one or two words, for the simple reason that there's a lot of Kabbalistic connection to the amount of words in Kaddish and Minhag. It's supposed to be 28 words in different sections of Kaddish. Dafka 28, it has to be 28. Either for gematria koach, to give you koach, because you can't kaddish because you're weakened, whatever it is. Something about the 28 letters in the first pasuk in the Torah. There's a das hakeni mibali atosfus that discusses this number 28, the beginning of this parish of the Torah. And that there is, I think that, and it's the 28 starts from. From Yehi Shmei Rav Baruch Hu Mel Maya Yisparach Mishtabach Yisparav 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 I think it's from Yehi Shmei Rav, including Yehi Shmei Rav.
Well, until Le'el Me'el Maya, I just did the count in my head, is 28 from the beginning.
Oh, okay. That could be. But there's a bunch of 28s. Right, so if you skip a word, you're not in the 28th section yet. So some have different words. So the one word you might see, and you'll see this in Lubavitch, you'll see it, but it's. I remember Rav Soloveitchik used to skip this word all the time. I used to dabble with him in the minyan in Moyu. It's v'yisadar v'yisaleh shmeid kudusha b'richu. They would not say v'yisalal. It's just a fine word, like every other word, but they didn't say v'yisalal. Well, look, read with me a little bit. Nuschas hagro zal b'kaddish. So, dal v'yisgadash. Hadal sin b'tzeret. He would say yisgadel v'yisgadesh.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, it's, Mishnah Berurah has that minhag based on the pasuk in Yecheskel, because it says v'yisgadilti v'yisgadishti. Those two words definitely come from that pasuk in Yecheskel. So, however... This is not Hebrew. This is Aramaic.
In Yesko.
This Kadash Shmei Rabbah. Is that Shmei Rabbah? Is Aramaic?
Right.
Aramaic doesn't do that. Hebrew does. So technically, when I say Yis Gadal Yis Kadash, maybe you want to say those two words are Hebrew. So we're going to give the Hebrew. The minhag of this shul is not only to say Yis Gadal Yis Kadash, but to say Tiskabal Tzloson. We even say tiskabel. Almost everyone says tiskabel. But the real thing is, either you do all with a tzere, all three with a tzere, or all three with a patach.
Which is dikduk for Aramaic? That's why you do it that way?
Right, tiskabel tzlos hon? Come on, these Aramaic words. It's tiskabel tzlos hon.
But right.
Look, most B'nai Yeshiva are not adept at Hebrew grammar. They're certainly not adept at Aramaic grammar. Okay, so
what do we do with the words in parentheses? And what if there's words in parentheses in there somewhere in the Kaddish?
So it's Oseh Shalom, Hashalom, Ubrachamav Yaseh Shalom. Right, in the Eretz Yisrael there are also some additional minhagim. Right? Okay, I'm going to have to stop here because I have to make something close to Israel. But here's the thing. When you say the opening lines, like this, when you're laning, make sure, because when you say yis, a hard s, as opposed to a soft z, the teeth want to say k, after a hard sun. Most people say yiskadal v'yiskadash, as if though it's kadal, not gadal. Yiskadal is a tough word to say. Like chasdei avos, very hard to say. Because if you listen to people saying, they're saying chasdei avos, as if though it's ches samach tes. Or what they do is the opposite. They do chasdei. Have you heard of chasdei Hashem? It's not chasdei Hashem, it's ches zayin dal. A dal is a soft T. D, T. Right? It's a soft T. So a soft T wants a soft Z. Wants a soft Z. So they say chasdei, they say migva. Migva, because a V is a soft F. So a soft K is a G. You hear this, the science of speech therapy. You know.
You don't want to say a K after a S.
Yiska. Depends what the word is. Yiska. I do want a K, a hard K after a hard S. That's the word. But sometimes you have like a, you know, Mizgeid, Zayin Gimel, a soft Z, soft G. They go together fine. But like Laman Tiz, people say Tizgiru, or they say Tizkiru, because it's a soft Z followed by a hard K. You get it? So when you're saying Kaddish, you have two words in a row. Yes. Yis Gadal, Yis Ka, and then say Ka. You following? It would be good if it was Yis Gadal, Yis Kaddish. But it's not, it's Yis, but don't make sure that the teeth do not go from a hard S to a hard G, which would be a K. It's not Yiskadal, Yiskadash. That's what you're hearing everyone saying. You have to really be makbid to say the word properly, because Kadal is not a Hebrew word. Gadal is a Hebrew word. Got it? And Gadash, there is invention. There is a... right? And then we say your holy hand. That's probably a mistake. Someone made that mistake by saying Yodcha Hak. It's Hagidosha. Your Gidosha means a full and giving hand. The word is supposed to be your giving hand, not your holy hand. Mm-hmm. There's a holy hand. Everything is God's holy.